Welcome to BizHubs, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHubs is brought to you by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than 100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. That's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Sierra Morgan. Sierra is a wife, mother of two, a doula agency owner from Austin, Texas. She's going to share her story about that time when giving birth changed her career path. So, Sierra, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
Thank you
story.
So much. Yeah. So I knew I was always put on this earth to be a mom. That's all I wanted to be. And I ended up going to college because that's what you're supposed to do. Got a degree in criminal justice with a minor in forensic psychology. Continued to nanny throughout my early 20s because I knew I just wanted to be a mom. Got married, had my first kid at 24, and got a divorce when my daughter was three. Moved on to back to Austin, Texas, where home was, and lived with family being a single mom. And I got a little job at, lots of little jobs. I was worked at Gold's Gym as a body pump instructor and did these little, sold Scentsy on the side, MLMs. And then I ended up becoming a project coordinator at a civil engineering firm. Because someone that I knew when I was 16, who was our neighbor, had this civil engineering firm. They needed an assistant, and my job just kind of morphed as I got there. They realized I could do more. And so I ended up getting married again, getting pregnant again, and going part-time while my daughter was in school and I was pregnant with my son. And my actual birth experience with my second child was so different than my first. My first one, I was in a military hospital. I actually had midwifery care because when you're high risk, you get a doctor. But other than that, with military, you actually get a midwife unless you're high risk. Well, my second birth, I knew I wanted an out-of-hospital birth. I didn't want an epidural. I didn't even want an IV. I was like, I'm having a birthing center birth. And my sweet husband was like, well, I guess we should probably do something to figure out how to do that. And I said, well, I'm going to take these hypnobirthing classes because I used to be a huge skeptic, but I've heard really good things. I know people that have used these tools and I'm going to do that and I'm going to get a doula. And he was like, all right, I don't know any of that, but I'm super supportive. So he did the whole process with me. And my birth experience with my son was completely transformative. I had my husband, my daughter, who was 7 and a half at the time, my grandmother, my mother, my doula, my midwife, and the baby nurse in the room when I had my son. And then my stepdad was in the waiting room, kind of managing my daughter as she ran back and forth. And the birth with my son was like just this peaceful experience. I was not scared. I wouldn't even qualify it as pain. It was like lots of sensation. And of course, it was strong and intense, but it was also really enjoyable. And I had a good time that day. And I looked up at my husband after I had our son while I was still in that bed. And I said, I have to help other people do this. Like, they have to know this is possible because this was incredible. And he was a dorky dad already and said, just doula it. And he was like, if you want to be a doula, do that. I think that you would be so good at that. So when my son was 15 months old, I actually went off to hypnobirthing training in Florida for a 4-day intensive program. And before I did that, I knew that birth had transformed me, but I didn't know what that was going to mean for my career. And I was still working at that civil engineering firm. And there was a guy at my office who I called him my work dad, and he would pass by my office every day. And he told me, Sierra, you were made for bigger things. This is not what you were made for. We love having you here, but you were made for more. And so he would walk by my office and say, like, hi, lawyer, hi, counselor. Hi, doctor, hi, teacher, something new every time he walked by. And one day when I told him I was going to go to this hypnobirthing training, he's like, Sierra, that's it. That's what God called you to do. I was like, all right, well, here I go. And within 6 months of going to training, I quit my day job. I was a full-time birth doula and childbirth educator, and I've never looked back. And that was 6 years ago now that I started my company. I now have a podcast. I now have a birth doula training program that I've now created to help train other birth doulas. And I have an agency here in Austin, Texas with other birth and postpartum doulas. And it has been the most incredible transforming experience of my life.
Wow. You know, it makes me really happy to know that you having such a great experience at the birth of your child gave you this motivation and this I would call it a, like a force to do that and to be like, I need to help people know that this is possible because I'm gonna be honest, my whole pregnancy was a nightmare. And the birth, I don't think that it was a nightmare, but I mean, I could not even move because my epidural was so strong that I was just
Yeah.
like laying there, you know? And I always thought that having a birth at home would be very painful, but the way that you describe it, so peaceful, so calm, and not in pain at all, just like pure sensation, is so powerful, Sierra.
Yeah, and I get to help other people do that now. And birth doulas even help people who are having epidurals, who are having C-sections, all of these things. So I actually attend birth everywhere, hospital, home, and birth center. But a lot of people get into birth work because they had a negative experience and they want to help other people. They come from trauma to try to help other people. And mine was like, I didn't have a traumatic experience the first time, but I didn't meet my goals that I wanted. I got an epidural after 11 hours. I was exhausted. And the second time around, my choices and my team led to a completely different experience. And so I knew that if I helped other people set themselves up in this way, they also could have a different experience. And, here I was, somebody who only wanted to be a mom, not have a career. And then the birth of my child, where I wanted to be a mom, led me to having this career that I get to now be home with my kids way more than I would if I had a normal job. And yeah, every once in a while I'm gone for about 24 hours. But it's a passion work and heart work, and I get to love on people and have such an impact. And I also teach classes to people who aren't even my clients, other doulas, or maybe they don't even have a doula, and they come and take my hypnobirthing classes. So that's really cool too.
You know, I think that you were called to do this since you were little, and that since you knew that you wanted to be a mom. And I feel like, yeah, you're a mom to your children, but you're also kind of like a mom-ish to every single person that you teach and that you take care of. Also, I think that it's very important to note that the comment that you said, that you're not doing it because you're coming from trauma, you're doing it because you come from a pleasant experience. And I think that changed the narrative of everything.
Yeah, people have to know it's okay to talk about the good stuff. Misery loves company, so all people do is talk about the bad stuff. But it's okay to talk about your great experience too, because that's how we change our culture and the way that we look at birth.
I love it. So, Sierra, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, so I am a birth doula here in Austin, Texas. I book out pretty far. People pretty much call me when they pee on a stick and say that they're pregnant. But I do have birth doulas on my team as well. So if you need any sort of childbirth education or even sleep consulting, I'm a pediatric sleep consultant as well, and I do that virtually from anywhere. I have clients all over the US. I do that. You can get me at empoweredbeginningsatx.com. And I also have our Birth Baby Podcast, which is a free resource for anyone. Birthbabypodcast.com is an easy way to get that. And then if you decide, you know what, I kind of want to learn about this doula thing and you want to learn about becoming a birth doula, I have birthbabyacademy.com. We have an online self-paced program for anyone to take from anywhere. And then we also have an in-person program. We do workshops about 3 times a year, and they're usually here in Austin, Texas, but we will travel for them. It's just a little 3-day workshop where you get fully trained to be a birth doula and see what that's all about. So I'd love to answer any questions anyone has. You're welcome to reach out to me anytime.
So cool. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest Ciara for coming on and sharing her story about that time when giving birth changed her career path. So, if you've got a business about your own, oh, you know, hold on. You can find her at empoweredbeginningsatx.com or Birth Baby Podcast or birthbabyacademy.com. Is that correct?
Good memory. Yes, that's exactly right.
Thank you. If you get a biz hub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One biz hub a day keeps the burnout away. And once again, if you want to learn about the new way we're booking dozens of qualified calls per week with no ad spend, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time.